surgery to remove a cancerous tumor from a salivary gland. In a statement, the Chicago Democrat says he'll continue the treatment through mid-June. After that, Rush says he expects to fully return to his congressional duties. The 61-year-old says he remains a candidate for re-election in November. A measure approved by the Illinois House would require schools to put in place a policy for students with severe allergies. Amanda Vinicky has details.
According to the state, more than 90,000 school children in Illinois have severe allergies, which in some cases can be life-threatening. The original plan for ensuring the safety of these children was to mandate schools train teachers to give students shots during severe reactions with what's known as an EpiPen. Schools would also have been required to have individual action plans for each student with a life-threatening allergy and to have a protocol to keep peanuts, shellfish, and other triggers away from students with allergies to them. But State Representative Roger Eddy, who's a school superintendent in Hudsonville, says that could be too difficult and costly for some districts. The measure that passed the House is less strict. Schools merely have to have some allergy policy.
That policy could simply be that if a student enrolls with a food allergy, that steps be taken to implement a specific plan for that child.
The State Department of Public Health and the Board of Education will have to develop by next summer guidelines schools can use. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
By the middle of last year, Chicago's Olympic Organizing Committee had already spent nearly $10 million on the city's bid for the 2016 Games. Adrian Hill has more.
Chicago wants to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. The bid has a fancy logo that's splashed all around the city, and it's raised more than $32 million. In a newly released IRS filing, the Chicago 2016 Exploratory Committee reports it spent almost $10 million of that. More than $2 million went to consulting expenses. The filing covers the period from July of 2006 to June of 2007. Chicago is competing with six other cities for the Games, including Rio de Janeiro, Tokyo, and Madrid. The International Olympic Committee is expected to make a final site selection next year. I'm Adrian Hill.
Police say a trailer loaded with 14 tons of double-stuffed Oreos overturned this morning, spilling plastic sleeves of cookies into the median and roadway in northern Illinois. Illinois State Police Sergeant Brian Mahoney says the truck's driver was traveling from Chicago to Morris on I-80 around 4 this morning when he fell asleep at the wheel and slammed into the median. Mahoney says the force of the crash ripped open boxes of the cookies. He says no charges have been filed, but both lanes of traffic remain closed while authorities remove the cookies. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
9:35, and we check in with Mike Sulla for a look at the forecast. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff. A little bit of light rain starting to work into central Illinois right now. As of the last scan of the radar, there were a couple spots of rain and just a few spots generally in Piatt and DeWitt County and through southern McLean County. From around Downs through DeWitt and Weldon, just to the west of Monticello. And again, headed towards the south and east. There is heavier rain across northwestern Illinois from the Quad Cities to, well north of the Quincy area to around Burlington, Iowa. And that, the heavier rain is pushing from northwest to southeast. And so we do expect to see wider spread coverage of precipitation moving into central Illinois for the remainder of the morning. East central Illinois, the Champaign-Urbana area, Danville, up in through Paxton and Watseka, probably not expecting to see anything more than a few raindrops until we get into the middle of the afternoon, and then we could start to see some more showers and even a few thunderstorms, although right now I do not have access to the lightning data, so I cannot tell you if there is lightning striking in the areas of heavier rain. But definitely some stronger radar returns from right along the Mississippi River from the Quad Cities down to Burlington, Iowa. There's a little disturbance rolling through the atmosphere right now. We have high pressure that's moving across northeastern Illinois and through northwestern Indiana. And so the sky across Indiana still remains mostly sunny. The drier air circulating around that high, keeping the precipitation and the cloud cover at a minimum across Indiana. But Illinois has started to see an increase, mostly cloudy skies now for all but those counties right along the Illinois-Indiana state line. And again, that precipitation will continue to increase from northwest to southeast from the Illinois River Valley towards the Wabash River as we get into the afternoon. Again, we're not looking for heavy amounts of rain, just enough to slow down any field work today. And then conditions should start to improve for much of the week after the scattered showers that will be rolling around Indiana. They could still have a few tomorrow morning across central and southern Indiana. Temperatures have started to warm up this morning. Locations across northern Illinois dropped into the 30s as of the top of the hour. Freeport was the cool spot, and they had already climbed to 46 degrees. On Friends Plaza, we hit 60, and then we started to taper off as far as the warm-up because the cloud cover has thickened in such a fashion. For Illinois and Indiana today, the forecast does call.